U.S. projected to add 1.5 million illegal aliens to population this year. By John Binder on March 27, 2019. The United States is projected to add about 1.5 million illegal aliens to the American population by the end of the year, should current rates of catch and release, border crossings, and visa overstays pan out. This year, the Department of Homeland Security's DHS catch and release policy, whereby border crossers and illegal aliens are readily released from federal custody into the interior of the U.S., is on track to release roughly 434,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the country by the end of the year. This projection is based on current estimates that more than 36,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released from DHS custody every month since the beginning of the year. Additionally, Princeton Policy Advisors researcher Stephen Kopitz projects that in 2019, there will be up to 500,000 illegal aliens at the southern border who successfully cross into the U.S. undetected by Border Patrol agents. These are foreign nationals whom federal immigration officials are unaware of and are usually only deported after they commit a crime in the U.S. Also, should visa overstay levels continue at the same pace as in fiscal year 2017, there could potentially be about 630,000 illegal aliens added to the U.S. population after overstaying their visas. Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn told Breitbart News that experts predict there to be anywhere between 300,000 to 400,000 visa overstays this year. These projections put the number of illegal aliens added to the U.S. population at around 1 to 1.5 million, on top of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens who are already living across the country. This finding does not factor in the illegal aliens who will be deported, die over the next year, or leave the U.S. of their own will. As DHS data has revealed, once border crossers and illegal aliens are released into the country, the overwhelming majority are never deported. For example, while the Trump administration has increased deportations, there continue to be only about 95,000 deportations of illegal aliens living in the U.S., as the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, continues to not have the capacity to handle the enormous, and growing, illegal population. Meanwhile, U.S. taxpayers are crippled with the burden of absorbing the 11 to 22 million strong illegal population. In terms of health care costs, illegal aliens and their U.S.-born child see $0 to the American taxpayers about $17 billion a year. Annual illegal immigration costs American taxpayers $116 billion. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine has discovered that immigration to the country shifts about $500 billion in wages away from working and middle-class Americans toward new rivals and economic elites. Illegal immigration under the Trump administration this year is projected to surpass every year of illegal immigration levels that the Obama administration oversaw, as Breitbart News has noted. Kopitz, the Princeton policy researcher, expects there to be 775,000 border crossings alone this year. This would be a level of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border not seen since President George W. Bush was in office. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.